Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkot Lamed Chesem Abiz. We're holding on Lamed Chesem and Aleph by the bottom line. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, that Hilchasa Gibirasa Ikal Mishma Miminhaga Dehalelia. That the halela, that you could learn out different halachas from the way we say halal. Meaning Chazal instituted in the way that we say halal different practices to be meramis to the original takan of how they used to say halal. The way that they used to say halal is that when people weren't bekiyim, so if you had a katan that was reading halal, we said in the Mishnah, so everyone had to repeat after the katan everything that he said. If a gadol was reading halal, so then they just repeated halaluka to everything that he said. But there were also other nekudais that they, different small things that they did throughout halal. So Rav is saying that we see from the way that we say halal today in Rav's times, the different takanas that originally were. He's going to speak about six different points. So says Rav, point number one, is that who aimer haleluka, v'heina aimer haleluka. The way we say halal today, says Rava, is that the chazan says haleluka, he starts off, he says the first word of halal, and everybody answers back haleluka, even people who know how to read halal, everyone repeats after the chazan. So mikan, you see from here, that the chazal specifically said to read halal like this, shemitzvah la'anis haleluka. To be meramis to this idea that there's always a mitzvah to answer back haleluka to the beginning of halal. Even a person who's a baki, he knows how to read halal himself. There's the idea that the chazan starts off, he says haleluka, and everybody repeats after him haleluka. Second halacha, hu aimer halalu avdei Hashem. The chazan then reads the next line of the first paragraph. He says halalu avdei Hashem. Vehein aimer haleluka, and everybody responds haleluka. Mikan shem hayagado makro aisai aina achrav haleluka. So this practice was instituted to be meramis to the original takanum, that if you have a gadol as the chazan, so after everything that the gadol says, the tzibur responds by the word haleluka. A third halacha, hu aimer haydu l'Hashem. The chazan says haydu l'Hashem. Until haydu l'Hashem, then everybody would read by themselves halal. And then when they got to haydu l'Hashem, so the chazan would say haydu l'Hashem. V'hinu aimerim haydu l'Hashem, and everybody would repeat after him. Mikan, this was to teach us shemitzvah la'anis rashi prakim, that there's a mitzvah to answer the beginning of the paragraphs to repeat the words of the chazan. Meaning, even though typically they would repeat, they would answer back haleluka. When it came to the Rashi Prakim, the Tzibur would answer back the Rashi Prakim. So this practice was instituted as a zecher to the original way of saying halal, that everybody answered back haleluka, but by the Rashi Prakim, everybody would answer back the Rashi Prakim. Says the Gemara, Itmar Nami, Amar B'chanan Bar Rava, that mitzvah la'an is Rashi Prakim. Again, just this idea, repeating what we just said, that there's a mitzvah to answer back, instead of haleluka, to answer back the Rashi Prakim. Hu aimer ana Hashem Aishiyana. The chazan would then say ana Hashem Aishiyana. The hein aimer ana Hashem Aishiyana. And everybody would repeat what the chazan just said. Now this is not Rashi Prakim. So why didn't they say haleluka? Why did they repeat what the chazan said? Mikan shem hayakotan makra aisai ainin achrav mashu aimer. They would do this to be meramis to the original takana, that if you had a katan reading halal, so then everybody has to repeat everything that the katan says. Now we don't have a katan reading halal. First of all, everybody knows how to read halal. The chazan was a gadol, but they instituted to read halal like this to be meramis to the original idea that when you had a katan as the chazan, so then you had to repeat everything that the katan said. A fifth halacha, hu aimer ana Hashem atzlichana. The chazan would say ana Hashem atzlichana. So now technically everybody's yaitze was shomei ka'ina. Yet still, vehin aimrim ana Hashem atzlichana. The tzibur would repeat ana Hashem atzlichana. He was saying it twice. So says Rava Mikan, you see from here, shimba lichpo kaifo. They instituted this practice to remind us, to teach us the halacha, that if you want to repeat a pasuk of halal, so kaifo, you're allowed to repeat it, and therefore we said ana Hashem atzlichana after the chazan already said ana Hashem atzlichana, and we were already yaitze with shomei ka'ina. A sixth and final halacha is that hu aimer baruch haba, the chazan would then say baruch haba, v'hein aimer b'shem Hashem, and the tzibur wouldn't answer back anything, not haleluka, not baruch haba. They would just continue on with the rest of the pasuk. They would say b'shem Hashem. So mikan, you see from here l'shamei ka'ina, because otherwise how were they yaitzei with the words baruch haba? When did they never said baruch haba? They skipped some of the words of halal. It must be because no, they were yaitre the words of Baruch Haba by listening to the Chazit. So you see from here the idea that Shomea Ka'ine, that when you listen, it's as if you said the words. Bar Abba, they asked the Shaila from Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, a general Shaila about Shomea Ka'ine, that Shamav Le'ana Mahu, what's the halach of a person hears something and he doesn't answer anything back? Is he Yaitse still Shomea Ka'ine? So Amar Luhu, so Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said back to them that Chakimai V'Safrayo V'Reshei Amo V'Darshayo, everybody, the Chachamim, the teachers, the Rashi Ha'am, the Darshanim, Amru, all of them say that the halacha is shama v'loy ana yatsa. That if a person hears and he doesn't answer back anything, he's still yaitse v'shamei ha'kaine. Says the Gemara Itmar Nami, we also said, it's another memra, general memra about shamei ha'kaine, that Amr Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara, minayin l'shamei ha'kaine. What's the makar that shamei ha'kaine? Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, as called Divrei Asefer Asher Kara Melech Yehuda. It says that Yoshio, the Melech Yehuda, he read from the Sefer Torah. Now really what happened is that Yoshio sent Chizkiah into the Beis HaMikdash to see what needed to get fixed. Chizkiah found the Sefer Torah opened to some scary psukim, that bad things were going to happen. Chizkiah sent, he showed the Sefer Torah to Shafan HaSefer. Shafan read it to Yoshio. So Yoshio never read it. He only heard it from Shafan. So, but the Pasuk describes Yoshio as reading the Sefer Torah. V'chi Yoshio Karan. Did Yoshio read it? V'olai Shafan Karan. Didn't Shafan read it? D'chziv Yikreu Shafan of Ne'amelch. It says that Shafan read it in front of the king. So how could the Pasuk say that Yoshio read it? It must be because Shomei HaKoina, when Yoshio heard it, it's as if he read it. Says the Gemara, what's the raya? The Dilma Basar Dikranu Shafan Kari Yoshio. Maybe after Shafan read it to him, Yoshio read it for himself. So says the Gemara, no, that can't be. Amar v'achabar Yaakov v'losal kadaitach. Don't think that. It can't be that Yoshio read it himself afterwards. Because what happened is that after Yoshio heard what it said and what happened, so he was very scared, and he sent to Cholda Hanaviyah to ask her what he should do about this, what's going on. And Cholda told him that because you were so scared, so nothing's going to happen during your lifetime. And the lashon of the pasuk there is, dechsiv, as the pasuk says, that Cholda told Yeshio, yan rach levavacha v'tikana lefnei Hashem, that because your heart was so soft and you subjugated yourself to Hashem, bisham acha es advar meile, when you heard, or the lashon of the pasuk is, bisham acha asher dibarti, that when you heard the things that I said, so because the lashon of the pasuk is that Cholda told Yeshio that you were humble when you heard the words of the Sefer Torah. So we see from there, Bisham Acha V'loy Bikaracha. He only heard it, he never read it. So you see from here, Yeshio never read from the Torah, he only heard it. And yet still the Pasuk, the original Pasuk that we brought, says, as called Divrei HaSefer, Asher Kara Melech Yehuda, it says that Yeshio read from the Sefer Torah, but he only heard it being read, he only heard it from Shafan. So how could the Pasuk say that he read it? It must be, you see from here, that Shemeya Ka'ine, that being that he heard it, it's as if he read it.